Let us begin. Okay. Right now we are on Daf Zayin Aleph.
Everyone
to
rest.
Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Li Burin. Sorry. We had cut the last line. Cut off the last line, we went back on for him, but let's read quickly together inside one more time. The Gemara right now had just finished quoting all these different psukim that were explaining to us which was the first month, which was the seventh month. We can work backwards to the first month. And not in the Torah, but in Navi, in Nach, we had a lot of statements that were made. And if we do the math, we can figure out the first month of the Jewish calendar was Nisan. The Gemara then says, it quotes in the very end, one last puzzle, which we'll read together right now. It's about five lines, four lines until the lines get wide. And again, it's going back to what we did last time. So it spells explicitly that the first month is Nisan. So the Gemara asks, the Kulu, my time lo Amri mehai. Why didn't they just close the door? Sorry. My time lo Amri mehai. Why didn't they start from? Why don't they use that pasuk as the source? I mean, again, clearly, there's one pasuk that says explicitly in Nach that the first of the first month was the month of Nisan. So why didn't everybody learn out from that source? So the Gemara says, because then instead of doing the math and saying, oh, well, the other is the 12th and Nisan's the first, it says Nisan's the first. The Gemara answers, Dilma Mai Rishon Rishon Lemilse. Maybe when it says the first month, it doesn't mean the first month of the Jewish calendar. It means the first month since the event that they were just describing. And that event they were describing was the event of, we mentioned last time, again, a Paro of Achashverosh agreeing to allow Haman to destroy the Jewish people. And the first month after that was Nisan. So it could be, when it says the first month, which is Nisan, it could be the first month from this event and not the first month in the Jewish calendar. That's why I didn't use that puzzle. The Gemara then asks, again, Artana, how come Artana didn't have the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim being Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara answers, B'Shanim Kamari, B'Chadashim Lo Kamari. Our Mishnah was talking about the one time a year things. Things that happen one time a year. What is the beginning of the year for that thing? It's not talking about in month units, it's talking about year units. Since this is a month unit, it's measuring, you know, what number of months is this of the year. So our Tana wasn't involving himself in small units. He was going by years, at least, and not by months. That's why it didn't list Chodashim as one of the Rosh Hashanahs of Nisan. Okay, that was all yesterday. The Bryce recorded that Zayin Aleph at the very top said Rosh Hashanah lechadashim ule iburin. We mentioned last time, what does iburin mean? It means to declare a leap year. That was Nisan. The Gemara says iburin mi Nisan minan. Do we really start counting as the Rosh Hashanah for making iburin, for making leap years from Nisan? V'atay within a Bryce, ein ma'avrin Hashanah lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Ibruha in a Muberis. Obne adchak, ma'abrinoso acharashana miyad. Apopikain, a ma'abrin el other. Listen to the rules right now the Bryson just quoted. The Bryson quotes that you cannot make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah time. And Nisan, we know, is before Rosh Hashanah time. You can't make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei. And if you do, it doesn't even count. And obne adchak, if you're really desperate for some reason, let's say, for example, in order to make a leap year, it requires a whole based in sitting and analysis. So maybe you're going to be afraid, the Rashi quotes over here, that maybe the government that you're living in will crack down and not let the based in sit and meet. And therefore, we say, you know what, just get it done right now. So, okay, b'di yebed, if you do it right after Rosh Hashanah, it will still count. But you still can't do it Nisan time. And not only that, but if you would be ma'aber, you're only ma'adir adar, meaning you make a double adar. So Nisan is certainly not a time to be making iburin. Nisan is as far away as you can possibly get regarding making iburin, because it can only be done after Rosh Hashanah time, and ideally it should be done closer even to adar. So Nisan is the worst, is the one that's least likely to be the time for iburin. And one thing Marv here says, that Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah iburin, what does it mean? I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my iburin, Havsakas Iburin. It doesn't mean it's Rosh Hashanah to make an Iburin. It means Rosh Hashanah that you can no longer make Iburin. It's the end of the year, meaning it's the finishing off of the prior's year, the prior year's potential to make a leap year. It's the beginning of that cycle ending, is the way he wants to explain it right now. And he quotes the now the Mishnah, Hein Hiidu, Shema'abin Hashana Kol Adar. They testified, I mean, it was worked on and it was publicized that you're able to ma'abir the shana the entire month of Adar. You're able to make a leap year at any point while it's still Adar. Shayu Omri, because there were those who said at the time, Ad HaPurim, you can only make the Rosh Hashanah, you only make the leap year, they add an extra month, you can only do that until Purim time. And therefore, they went out, and they, whoever these days are, the chum of that door, and they said, no, you can even make a leap year all of the month of Adar, even past Purim. The Gemara wants to know, why did anybody say only up until Purim? My time of demand Amar Ad HaPurim. Why would anyone say the reason we only go until Purim? So Kevin de Amar Mar, since there's a famous idea brought down, Sholim b'hilchos ha-Pesach according to Pesach Shoshim Yom. This applies not only to Pesach, according to many opinions, but by many chagim. And over here, the proof is that it's many chagim that we know you start to learn the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, which means what day 30 before Pesach is the 15th of Adar. You start learning the halachas of the chag of Pesach coming up 30 days before the actual chag. So imagine the following scene. Comes along the 15th of Adar, right after Purim time in Yerushalayim, and they start learning the halachas of Pesach. And 10 days later, someone comes and says, hey, they made a, and you're 10 days deep in learning all about chametz and checking your properties for chametz and learning about matzah and getting ready to bake. Someone says, hey, did you hear the news? There's an extra month this year. You're like, get out of here. We don't believe that. We already started learning about it. Our rabbi tells it all. You'll start to question. Again, you're going to end up, you end up making a mistake, and you're going to make a zilzul. You're gonna disgrace the holiday with chametz. You're not gonna realize that you're gonna think that the messenger who's telling you it's an extra month to the year, and you really have a month and a half until Pesach. So it's not only half a month. You're gonna think he's crazy because you already started learning about the Hilchos Pesach after Purim. So therefore, we say only up, according to one opinion, only up until Purim. Can you actually make a leap year? Otherwise, once that day is passed, people start learning about Pesach, and no one's gonna believe that you actually made a leap year at that point in time. The Edach, what the other opinion says, I mean, the opinion says, no, you can do it the entire other, which is how we paskin. Just made the idea that Shasa Me'abarsa, Bechushbana, Talia Milsa. They know, everyone knows, that the year is being made into a leap year. Shasa Me'abarsa, that the year being added to extra month, it requires an equation. It requires calculation, like a cheshbon. It requires a calculation. The savri, and therefore they would understand. They would know. They would think. That the calculation did not finish or did not come up yet. Was not completed by the rabbanon until now, and therefore now we're able to realize even after Adar. It's true that the end of Adar. It's true that we've been thinking the last 10 days preparing for Pesach already. The last 10 days, and all of a sudden you're telling me that it's really Pesach another month plus from now? I don't believe it. You say, no, I get that. That the whole point of how the leap year works is a calculation, and maybe they just figured it out now that it's time to make the calculation. So the Gemara now accepts that possibility. Before I get to your question, give me 1 second. The Gemara now says the following question, though. How come that wasn't listed in our Mishnah? Why weren't the Iburin? Why wasn't the idea of Rosh Hashanah for Ibur, meaning the end of the year, the beginning of the next cycle of discussing Ibur, can only start after Adar is finished. I mean, Adar is the last time you can still make a proper leap, a proper extra month until Adar ends. And therefore, Nisan is the end of that period of time. Why didn't our Tana the Mishnah put that in there? Tani Dan, Batchala Kamari, Batsakalo Kamari. Because our Tana of our Mishnah, that Beis and Aleph, is talking about when things begin, not when things end. Over here, we said the year's ability to make a leap year ends by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's our Mishnah talking about beginnings, not about ends. And therefore, that's why the our Torah did not include it in the Mishnah. Question, my son, Yechiel, yes.
But according to the Rabbi, there are only 15 days there for Pesach.
Well, it's not Machlokas, but we have Paskin over here 30 days. We're Paskin 30 days. Okay, back in the Gemara. Okay, two dots. The Mishnah, the Gemara above had included Trumos Shkalim. Trumos Shkalim. Again, Daf Zayim and Aleph, the very top of the line here. Tops had Echabarisan Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim. We mentioned already about the months, what that means. Liburin, we just mentioned this now. Trumaskalim. Trumaskalim means, again, they would gather, they would raise money for the coming year's korbanos that would be brought from the tzibor's money. And that first korban that was brought with the new monies was brought Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the din. How do we know that happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan? How do we know that was when the new cash is used for the new korbanos? Amar Yoshia, Amar Kra, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodesho L'Chodeshei Hashanah. Referring to Rosh Chodesh, this is the Ola of the Chodesh B'Chodesho, of the month in its newness, regarding the months of the year. Amra Torah Chodesh, V'Havei Korban Mitrum Chadasha. The Torah is telling us at a certain month, you now should start bringing korbanos from the new truma, from the new money gathering, the new offerings, the offerings from the new money that was pulled together for this exact reason. Which means, again, you start by the beginning of a month, you start to offer the new monies that you collected. And which month was that? The Gamri Shana Shana Mi Nisan. And we learn out which month is it? It's from Nisan. How we know? Because we're Gamri Shana Shana. We learn Gzeir Shava from the word Shana by us, the Chodshe Hashana. And from the word Shana, Dechsiv Rishon Hu Lachem, the Chodshe Hashanim. And again, if you remember earlier, we established what's the first month of the Chodshe Hashana that we said was Nisan. We learned it out in the prior Gemara from all these different Sukkim in Nach. That Rosh Chodesh of the first month, the Jewish calendar is the month of Nisan, and therefore Gzeirah Shavah of the word Shana Shana tells me that it is Nisan is the beginning, the first month, and therefore that's when you should start giving Zos Las Chodesh B'Chadsho L'Chadshei Hashana, which means again Chodesh V'Avei Korban Mitrumah Chadasha at the new Chodesh. Bring from the Truma Chadasha. Bring the Korban from the Truma Chadasha. The Gemara says, one second. You told me the word Shana is a magic word for learning out the Gzeirah Shavah. And you told me the Gzeirah Shavah should be learned, therefore, to the month of Nisan, which is the word L'Chodshei Hashanah. But how about Ligmor Shana Shana Mitishrei? I'll show you the word Shana appears by Tishrei as well. It says in the Pasuk, Bat Tishrei, Merishis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year. The year there refers to Tishrei. So how come we don't learn out that the collectings that you finally start using for the new year's set of korban should really begin in Tishrei? Because the same Gzeirah Shavah could be brought from Nisan and from Tishrei. Gemara says no, Tishrei Nisan is better. Why? Dan in Shana Sheishim Achadashim, Mishana Sheishim Achadashim, Vein Dan in Shana Sheishim Achadashim, Mishana Sheinim Achadashim. We learn out the Gzeirah Shavah from the word Shana. That I have the word chadash mentioned within the word shana, meaning the pasuk by this new truma for the korbanos says zos olas chodesh b'chodesho l'chodshei hashana. The word shana and the word chodesh appeared together by Nisan. What does it say by Nisan? It says rishon hulachem l'chodshei hashana. You have a chodesh and shana together. What does it say by Tishrei? Merishis hashana. There's no word chodesh there. So the gzeirah shavah I'm learning from the word chodesh. Sorry, from the word shana. Is the word Shana with the word Chodesh in the same pasuk? The Shana is the Gzeirah Shavah word, but it's important to look at the surrounding parts of that pasuk because you can have multiple words, multiple different times when you attach the Gzeirah Shavah Shana, Shana. So we have to look at another factor in that pasuk, and that factor is the word Chodesh with the word Shana. Only Nisan has the word Chodesh with the word Shana. Tishrei has the word Shana, but no word Chodesh with Shana. And therefore, we're done. We learn out the halachas. From the word Shana to the one that has a Chodesh with a Shana, which was again Nisan. We don't learn out the word Shana and Chodesh from the one that only has the word Shana without Chodesh, which is Tishrei. How are we doing so far? Doing okay? Questions?
Not the most interesting, but yeah.
Oh, don't say that. I'm not going to say your name because all the girls listening to this year right now in Wadi Torah are going to think, who's that guy who's hating on Gemara Shana and Dav Zayim and Aleph? I want to ruin
this. This is how I get my name out there. Everybody's name is Ali.
Don't save it for your own platform that you have.
I'll just bash my own personal status on Instagram. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, Instagram. You have Instagram. That's it. Strike two. Okay. Anyways, the good news is anyone's listening to this. Forget it. Okay, back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Korbanos Sibur, Abayim Ve'echa B'Nisan, Mitzvah La'avei Min HaChadash. Ve'im Hevi Min HaYashan, Yatza, El Sheyech Chiser Mitzvah. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. He qualifies the rule we had above. We say whenever you offer a Korban Sibur, and you offer that Korban Sibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and onwards, there's a mitzvah to bring it from the new collection of monies that were given towards this cause. But if you happen to bring it from the old collection, from things that were collected earlier on, from a few months ago, you have money laying around you, and you use that money to buy more korbanos, he says to Yotze, the korban's a valid korban, but you missed out on the mitzvah. You missed out on the opportunity to bring from the newer collection, the newer fundraising that you should have done. Now we say, we have a teaching that's similar as well to this idea. Korbanos Sibur, Habayim Be'echa Be'nisan, Mitzvah Lavi Min Adchadash. Mevim and Ayashad Yatza. El Shechisar Mitzvah. That's exactly what we said of them before. And then we have one more line that we add in. V'yachid she'is nadev mishalo ksherin. V'vad she'yam yimsereim lit Sibur. And if a Yachid wants to donate, he's allowed to donate for that Sibur's, Korbanos for the Sibur's sake, as long as he gives his money to the tzibur, meaning he's got to make sure that he donates the money, but he fully gives it to the tzibur before they buy anything with it. Because again, a yachid cannot pay for the korban tzibur. It's got to be a tzibur-collected fund. If a yachid wants to donate, he can, as long as when he's donating it, he's first giving his monies over to the tzibur completely. When they take his money, they buy it, it's now bought on behalf of the entire tzibur. That's the opinion of, that's the Bryce we just quoted. Seems fairly obvious. No, Maudetema Lechush, top of Zion of Bays. Shevelo Yimsraim Litzibor Yafe Yafe. Maybe he won't fully give them over to the Tzibor. Yafe means, says Rashi Belay Shalem. And if he says, yeah, of course, it's for the Tzibor, but really he just wants to buy it in his own. And he Mechabe the Tzibor, but he really wants to buy it in his own. So that could be a fear. If he does that and he doesn't really fully give it over in his heart of hearts to the Tzibor, that the korban is not a korban tzibur. The money is not a money of the tzibur. And therefore, that might be a problem. You could have argued, therefore, Yachid should never be able to give, even if he says it's for the tzibur. Kamash Malan, that he's able to. We believe if he wants to say it's for the tzibur, and he gives it to the Leif Shalim, that would be a valid charity, and they would be able to give it for the korbanos of the tzibur.
But he has to give to the tzibur first.
He's got to give the monies over for the tzibur first, and then use that money, and then buy it, the animal with that. Otherwise, again, the korban would be his korban and under his name, and we need these korbanos to be under the name of the entire tzibur. So now we've established over here, once again, we've just brought down a third example. We brought down already about the chadashim, brought about the burim, this is about trumas shekalim. So now we want to know, why didn't our Tana in the Mishnah bring this down, that the trumas shekalim, the new money that was raised, the funding that was raised, starts from the new korbanos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why don't we mention it down? So I'll get there in question 1 minute. But Tani Dan, our Tani, how come in that Beis Malach, we didn't quote this as one of the Rosh Hashanahs? Keva Diktani, Imevi Yatza, since the Gemara's Psak was, but if you don't do it, it's still Yotze, meaning if you use old monies after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's still, the Korban is still Yotze, you missed the Mitzvah, but it's still Yotze, then Lo Psikale, it wasn't like a fact that this is the only thing you can do or else you're not Yotze, because it wasn't the case. The Tana of our mission, the Beis Malach Aleph, did not bring us down as one of his examples. Aaron, what do you got?
It doesn't like matter. Again, it's hard enough. Like,
whoa, that's deep.
I'm smoking.
That is deep. That I mean, you spoke at a different frequency. That was how deep that was.
I was gonna say that.
Say again. Maybe try muting yourself. That might work better.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Send me a voice note. I'll play in a minute, and then I'll answer your question. Okay. We are in the Gemara and Daf Zayma Bays, third line from the top. Or you can write, if you want to write in the group chat over here. I'm happy to, on this chat over here, I'm on the Zoom, happy to answer if you want. Or try talking again, see what happens. Okay, don't talk. Okay, the talking again thing. Okay, back in the Gemara. I'll talk slowly so Aaron, you can write something in if you want. Says the Gemara, we'll do it afterwards, fine. The Gemara gave another, again, we had in the top of Zion Aleph three things that the Tana says that happened in Rosh Chodesh Nisan besides what we mentioned in the Mishnah. Chadashim, the months are calculated from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Iburin, the year's ability to make a new leap year ends Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Truma Shkalim are gathered and now can be used for the Korbanos that are Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara then quoted Yesh Omrim. And some say it's also called Sirus Batim. What is Sirus Batim? We said last time that if a person says to someone, I want to rent your house. So the house rental for the year ends Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you would have rented it to Bishvat, so then a month and a half later, they'd say, okay, that was a year. I mean, what do you mean it was a year? That's when the year ends. That's when the next cycle starts. The next year starts. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tells the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Hamaskir bayis lechaver lishana. You say to your friend, I'm going to rent you my house for a year. You say it that way, monesh ne'masar chodesh miyom liyom. We count 12 months to the day, and you get 12, a full year. If you say, I'm renting you lishana. But if you say, im amar lishana zu, I'll rent it to you this year, again, not for the year. For the year means 12 months and counting. We'll start counting now for 12 months. But if you say, lishana zu, this year I rent you my house, afilo amar el be'echa be'adar, even if right now the whole thing starts echa be'adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, kevin she'giyah yom echa be'nisan, also lishana. Once a month later comes, and it's now echa be'nisan, he goes to your house and says, okay, year's over. I didn't say I'm renting for you, I said I'm renting for you this year. And this year, renting of homes for the year end on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now you notice over here that he said Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because if you would do it later than that, no one would argue that it counts in that case. We'll see right now. Again, the Rashi points is out of here. Rashi points out over here. Look at Rashi. It's the last of the wide lines in Rashi. Of Echa Adar. He said the following, less than, meaning if you do second of other, or later than that, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, less than this, lo armina also lo shana. No one would say that the year is completed for this year. Why? Because the reason why, well, darba shana shlema, you got to live there the whole year, if it's within already the month of Adar. The lack of memor, da'aditi da'hi shasa agra. So tzarech inish le'megar based on batzer mislas nyomin. No one would think that the guy, when he rented it, meant only until Nisan, because people usually go through the whole process of renting a house less than 30 days. So it's got to be at least 30 days. And we happen to know from our own learning together, we know this from Maseches Makos, you remind me, last time I said this to you guys, is that 30 days is considered like a year. Remember that idea before? 30 days is like a year. It's like its own year. So over here, as long as you have 30 days under your belt before the rent goes up, that would be considered for this year's rental. Now, we also had mentioned at some point in time, that one day is even like a full year. Where do we have that in Rosh Hashanah? We have the Rosh Hashanah also. Where do we have that in Rosh Hashanah? Remember?
With the king.
Excellent. If someone is a king, appointed a king on the 29th of Adar, and he's there for one day, and then comes first of Nisan, calendar changes, he's now the second year of his reign. So how about that? Why don't we assume that a person, if it's halakhah speaking for the year, it's still called a year, a day is called a year. So you want to here? No. Even according to one who says that a single day we call it a year in certain halachas, that's different in our case of renting your house. Shani hafa, it's different over here. Though tarach inish, so make our base of labatsh mitlas and yomen. That no one is going to. Again, no one's going to tarach. No one's going to put themselves out to rent a home less than 30 days. And therefore, only Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's the last day you can get in when you rent it starting then, where you could claim to the guy who rented it from you and say, listen, these signs over here, this is the year's end right now, time for you to get out of my home. Less than 30 days, though, no, it's not shayach. Yeah, Renan, what do you got?
It's kind of like a star that's not signed, that we said it's 30.
You wrote a star, and you said for this year. If all he says for this year, that would be this year would end Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Unless the guy would have rented, he'd be like, what are you talking about? I would never have done, don't tell me I knew that. I would never go through this whole process for a two-week period of time. It's crazy. So that's also a logically accepted argument. And therefore, we know as long as it's before Rosh Chodesh Adar, that year, if you say not for a year, but for this year will end Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avi Prak, what do you got?
No, I was going to take back what I was going to say. Well said anyways, this may be a bad comparison, but Lahavdil, you know how like a player, for example, at the end of his career will sign like a one-day contract with a team and then just like retire? But, like, you don't look at it and say, like, oh, yeah, he was with the team for the year, right? So, like, even if, like, a guy's appointed king for a day and then, like, the kid the next month comes, I mean, I you can't compare the two, though.
So. No, it's, I like the sport. You know, I like sports. So I like the imagery. I like it. I like that. But you're there, it's more on ceremony. I mean, there, in the case of the one-day hire, that guy wants to retire from the team he played most of his career for. I imagine that Tom Brady, I don't know if he will, because it's probably beneath him to do this, but I imagine that the people like Tom Brady, once they want to retire, they would go back to the team that they had. They were there for a long time, and they would just, you know, for a day, just to be retiring in this uniform. But when it comes to the king, it's all out of cupboard and keeping documentation. And therefore, even though it's only one day that he was already king for, the year changes on that calendar day. Don't forget, also, it's not Uriel. It's also Avi Klaus, who's also a Boston fan.
I'm also a Patriot
fan. Avi as well. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, that's what I would say back. Back in the Gemara. But again, so now we've just proven. Oh, sorry. One more thing. Says the Gemara, V'ema Tishrei. Why don't we assume, again, it doesn't say what month it was. Why am I going to assume that the month was, was Nisan? I know definitely for 1 month. Why am I going to assume that month, maybe the month was Tishrei? Maybe Tishrei is the magic number. Again, we know Nisan is certainly an important month for many areas. Why am I assuming that Nisan is the time when that year is up? Why don't I assume that Tishrei is the time when that year is up? Again, Aaron Bluestein asked me this question last night on the WhatsApp. What is that whole idea Roshana for the year is Tishrei, but the Chodesh are counted from Nisan? What's that? I gave him a beautiful idea. Aaron liked it even. He gave me a nice shot. It was a good shot, actually. I'm not going to share with you everyone right now, but you can ask Aaron to give you the original bootleg copy of our discussion we had together. But why would we not assume that Tishrei is the time when the year ends? Why don't we assume that also for renting homes? If you say for this year, why would it not make more sense to end the Tishrei? So Mark doesn't get an answer. The Ema Tishrei ? Where it says no. Stam ki agar inish besa, meaning plainly, normally, regularly, when a person, ki means when a person rents a home, lekulu yumosa gashamim agar. He probably rents it for the entire rainy season. Keep in mind that he's renting a home right now. It's raining outdoors. It makes sense not to have to go from house to house to move everything in the rain. The rainy season, we know, starts already in Tishrei. So it makes sense as the rain is starting to pick up that he would have, if he rents a home in that period of time, he's going to want to be there longer, as long as he can, for the whole season, if he can. Not just for the month. And therefore, that's the reason why. Betana kama de brisa. Betana di dun. We have a question now on two different people. On our mission of Bezim Aleph, how come it didn't mention this whole thing of renting houses for the year ends Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And number two is that we mentioned that Zayim Aleph, three things that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then Yesh Omrim, some people added a fourth. How come that Tana, the Zayim Aleph, and our Tana of our Mishnah didn't include this idea of the homes being rented until Rosh Chodesh Nisan being the year when the year is over for renting homes like this, say the end of this year? Our answer is B'Nisan Nam Mishkach Shkiach Kitri. That Nisan also, we do find clouds. Rashi here says clouds or storms, clouds that are rain clouds. And therefore, even in Nisan, we're going to assume that it can get rainy. And therefore, we would assume that really when you rent a home, it's going to be for no difference Nisan, no difference Tishrei. Both of them, you wouldn't expect anyone to rent for only a month. And I guess when you rent a home for this year, I guess you always assume that it's a year. I'm not sure how the Gemara over here would conclude in that case. Let me just check one thing out for you. I'm sorry. Hold on. Based upon this line in the Gemara, I'm not sure. One second. Yeah, meaning it wouldn't. I'm not sure exactly when the rental season would end that year, but it wouldn't be Stam Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that was also a time, as we know already about our case, that it still does rain through Nisan. We stopped davening, as we did in Masechet Titus, we stopped davening for rain only in the middle of Nisan. Until Nisan, even through Nisan, it's still a rainy part of the year, so no one's going to want to be done by then, the rainy season. So that's why they didn't include Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the time. Now, what day is the time? It doesn't say in the Gemara here, it doesn't give a suggestion when that day would be, when you say the end of this year. I'm not sure what this year actually means. Maybe it's just we always assume it's just the whole year. It's what we're rented for the year. Yeah, Aaron, I don't think I hear your number. Let's try it. Aaron? Oh, boy.
Try it.
Voice on me. Voice on me. I'll listen to it. You can listen to ask me questions. Voice on me. And I'll read slowly in the meantime. You want to write it down? Okay, tell me later on. Fine. Says the Gemara. Be'echa be'elo roshon ala ma'iser be'emor. We're back in the Mishnah now. Again, to remind you, in our Mishnah so far, Be'ezim and Aleph, the Mishnah had discussed that the four Rosh Hashanahs are the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Malachim, and four Regalim. We went through both of those already, and we went to now also a number of other things that are not in the Mishnah, but in the Braisa, might also happen on the first of Nisan. Now we're up to Echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah Ma'iser Behema. Rosh Hashanah for giving over your Ma'iser Behema. The Mishnah, though, said, the Mishnah are those Machlokas, and Rabbi Lazar and Rishimon Omrim Be'echad Betishras. Machlokas, what day was the magic day for Ma'iser Behema? So Rabbi wants to know, money, who is the author of our Mishnah that says that Echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah Ma'iser Behema? Rabbi said, you're Rabbi Meir, the author of this statement is Rabbi Meir. Did not, but the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Be'echabelo, Rosh Hashanah, Ma'aser Behema. Sounds pretty simple. What's not simple is that seems to be very strange. Because regalim, regarding the regal, regarding the holidays, money, who's the one who says that you have three, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for holidays? Regarding the Baal Ta'acher, regarding not bringing your korban too late. Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon started the Mishnah off. Rabbi Meir said the next line. And in the next line we have it, Eima Seifa. When it says in the Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omrim Be'echa B'tishrei, Lazar Rabbi Shimon are stating that Rosh Chodesh Ma'aser Behema is really Echa B'tishrei. That means you have the following point. Reisha V'Seifa Rabbi Shimon U'Mitziusa Rabbi Meir. That's strange. You have a mission now that quotes Rabbi Shimon first with the regalim, then quotes Rabbi Meir regarding Ma'aser Behema being Echad Be'elul, and then he quotes Rabbi Shimon again regarding Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is really the time for Ma'aser Behema. So it sounds like it's a very inconsistent flow of our Mishnah. It's not one opinion. It's jumping from place to place. What's going on over here? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Rebihi. The author of the Mishnah is really Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. It's Rebbe. But Nasi Vla, Aliva the Tanai. And he was taking his position based upon the opinions of different Tanai. And therefore, the regalim Savalak Rebbe Shimon, regarding the din of the regal, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the time for the regal, for Baal Ta'acher, he holds like Rebbe Shimon. With Ma'aser Behema, Savalak Rebbe Meir. And regarding Ma'aser Behema rules, he holds like Rebbe Meir. And therefore, we're not jumping around from person to person. This is all one person. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who himself held like certain Tanaim in some cases, and other time in other cases, and that's how we understand it. So the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It's not Rabbi Shimon, it's not Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who happened to adopt some of these opinions as his own. Okay. The Gemara has a question now. Hiachi arba chamisha habu. If that's the case, there aren't four Rosh Hashanahs. There's really five. Why? So we have, again, we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I'll count with you right now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then you have the 15th of Nisan, according to Rabbi Meir, right? 15th Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh, which really, again, we mentioned 15th Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for Regalim. Because we said it's not Nisan, nothing happens Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the Nisan, the month that has, Nisan that has the holiday in it. So you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan for Malachim. You have the 15th of Nisan for Regalim. You have now Rosh Chodesh Adar, according to Rabbi, for Ma'aser Behema. You then have Rosh Chodesh Tishrei for a lot of things. Yovel, Shemitah, you know, the year. We had Shemitah, Yovel, Netia, Yerakos. Then you have Echa B'Shvat, or two B'Shvat, depending on who you hold like. Rosh Hashanah Le'ila. It's five Rosh Hashanahs according to Rebbe, not four. So how come Mishnah over here says four Rosh Hashanah? Again, according to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who's the author of Mishnah, there are really five in the end. Again, one more time, there's two Nisans. Nisan the first, Nisan the 15th. Rosh Chodesh Elul, because according to Rebbe, that's where Ma'aser Behema is. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then the time of Shvat. Five, not four, question mark. There's the Gemara, Amarava, Arba, Ledivrei HaKol. Everyone would say only four. There are only four Rosh Hashanahs. Rabbi Meir, Arba, Rabbi Meir holds those four Dal Regalim, because you can take away the one of the Regal, because the one of the Regal, according to Rabbi Meir, Ramirez in the hole. Ramirez does not hold that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a regular, is the din of Baal Ta'achir. Anyone remember what Ramirez says regarding Baal Ta'achir? Anyone remember? I'll be very impressed. What does Ramirez say is the Baal Ta'achir regular issue? What's that? Nope, that was the Tana Kama of the Bryce we had. Renan says two. I don't think it's two either. I think it's one. I think it's one, as Aaron says, right? I think it's only one. Which Ramirez says, what was the drush of one? I think it's one, we said. Remember where it was? That. I'm a bees. Above dollar bees, I think. Ramirez says, Kimish of a regular echad or Baal Ta'achir. Right? Uvasa Shama Vesu Shama. There's a mitzvah assay, that dollar bees. Mitzvah assay to bring a korban when you first have the chance. And not bringing it would not create a low tati Baal Ta'achir. So Rabbi Meir doesn't have the whole Tetzvah of Nisan thing. So he only has four. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and Shvat. He has four. Good. And regarding, that's Rabbi Meir. And regarding Rabbi Shimon, also Arba. Why are there four according to Rabbi Shimon? Because he's Dal Maaser Behemah. He takes away the Rosh Chodesh Elul, Maaser Behemah, because he holds half of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon has four also. He has Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and Shvat. He has four as well. That's why every opinion here really had four as being the Rosh Hashanahs. Now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has a different shot to explain why it's not five. Amar Arba Chadashim, who behind the Kama Rosh Hashanah. Really, there's 4 months. It doesn't mean there's 4 days of Rosh Hashanah. It means there's 4 months when you find Rosh Hashanah. Yet, he counts Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 15th of Nisan as one time period because it's all Nisan. There are 4 months that have Rosh Hashanahs in them. So that's what it means four. It doesn't mean five because two of them are Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the 15th of Nisan. Therefore, there's 4 months of Rosh Hashanahs. There's the month of Nisan, the month of Elul, the month of Tishrei, the month of Shvat. That's how to understand the Shvat according to his opinion over here. May 6th, tomorrow we have a Kash. Shisha Asar B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Omer. Shisha B'Sivan, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. So we have the 16th of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah for Omer, for the Korban of Omer. That's when you can start eating the new chadash, the new grains. Shisha B'Sivan, Shruas, when they offer the Shtei Alechem, that's Rosh Hashanah Shtei Alechem. That's when you start using the new grains in the Mikdash. And therefore, why don't we include those? Or at least we should say, L'Rava Lisnei Shisha. According to Rava, who gave the shot before, it says it's four New Year months. Well, now it should be six New Year months. You now can add on Sivan and 2 months. He has two new days now. He has Sivan of Shuas, and he has the second day of Pesach. And according to Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, listening Chamisha, you can learn out five now. We'll stop over here. But the reason why he has five is because he only counts months. Therefore, the Nisan one will be part of the original one. 5 months. One of them now, a new one is Sivan. So we have a question right now. If you say it's based on months, based on New Year's, and the New Year should be going up from four to either five or to six. I'll start with this part next time to just clarify it a little better next time. If you have any questions at all, I'll go back around. Otherwise, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Shalom.